Okay. Last time we discussed the as a hakdama to the sugi over here on the Rav Amud Aleph. So last time we discussed the concept of Ma'avir Arba Amos Bishus HaRabim, and we saw that there were two approaches. One approach that we saw in Rishonei Sfarad and Rishonei Provence, namely the Baal Hamor, the Meiri, the Ran, the Ramban. We saw that they viewed Ha'avara as a form of Sa'a, that we have the concept of Hotza'a is that you have an Akira in one Rishus and you have a Hanochar in another Rishus. So here, Ha'avaras Arba Amos Bishus HaRabim is an Akira in a subjective, personal Rishus HaYachid that every individual has in Rishus HaRabim, parallel to the Arba Amos LaAdam Konos LaBechol Makom, and you put it outside of that Rishus HaRabim, that's considered to be Havar. Masha'en Kein, the Reb Chaim understood in the Rambam that Havar is a totally, totally different world of carrying. It's not a question of Hotza'a Mirishus LaRishus, it's carrying something for Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, with the condition that you need an Akira to begin with, you need a Hanocha to end with, and we pointed out all the nafkaminas between those two shitos. The Iker nafkamina, the one that Reb Chaim stood on, was the world of Kamlin B'Drabaminei. We also pointed out that Lechora, this should be relevant to the question as to whether you can have, whether the Akira and the Hanocha for Ha'avaras Rishus HaRabim, can the Akira and the Hanocha be in Rishus HaYachid? Then we had a question as to the world of Kavana. We saw in our sugya that Akira requires a Kavana. Yitachen, that's when you're dealing with an Akira of Hotzah, but an Akira which is an Akira of a condition of a Tanai, maybe that doesn't require Kavana. We gave all these nafkaminas. I just want to sharpen a little bit two things within the Shita of the Baal Hamor. One in terms of the conceptual idea of what's going on over here that we discussed a bit last week, but just to try and solidify it. And the other in terms of was the Baal Hamor machadesh something new over here, or are we dealing with a tradition that existed that the Baal Hamor wrote down? In terms of the concept of the Baal Hamor, just to expand a little bit on the explanation, we discussed this last week with Yoni, that Lechora, every person has around him this Arba Amos zone, which as a person is walking, the Arba Amos, this zone around him, continues to move with him. And that's the Arba Amos Shaladam Konos Lo Bekom Makom. That's the zone that we're talking about. We pointed out that according to the Ran, this zone may be a din of chatzer. It may have a makar, in the Torah, which would fit a little better into the world of Hotzah. When a person picks up an object, at that moment we define his zone in klape that object as four amos from that object in all directions. Namely, until the person picks up an object, his zone is constantly a variable, it constantly moves with him, even if he were to sit down. So temporarily his zone is going to be a semi-permanent. The moment he begins to walk, his zone moves. However, when he does an akira, when he picks up an object, then we view that zone is now defined klape this object. He's allowed to carry it within the Arba Amos. That's his own personal private Rishus HaYachid, his own personal chatzer. Ma she'en kein, to take it outside of that red line of the Arba Amos, and then to put it down, that's already like being ma'avir mirishus lirishus, doing an akira in one rishus and a hanach in another rishus. Were he to put it down or stop, the akiras hanachas gufo kanachas tefet, were he to stop after two amos, then we would view it that now we are redefining, like his GPS redefines his makom in terms of this new makom, and then he has again four amos. So midoraisa, he can walk two amos, stop, two amos, stop, two amos stop, because the moment that he stops, we have hanochas gufo, it's as though he was miniach this chayfetz, and then when he begins to walk again, he's now oker. Every time he's oker a chayfetz, then we view the zone as being the arba amos around his new akira. Okay, that's what we learned, right? Okay, that's the Baal Hamor. What, Yomo is here, yeah? Okay, What Yomo found is that this shita, the Baal Hamor Lechora, is found in the Perish of Yonasan Ben Uziel that you should have in front of you. The Pasuk, I'm sorry that Dafka, the part that we need is blacked out, but the Perek Tet Zayin, the Pasuk points out that Shvu Ish Tachtav, Al Yetze, turning the page, Ish Mimakomo, Bayom Hashvi. Look at the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. To the best of our knowledge, this is not the original Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, who was the weakest kiviyachol of the Talmidim of Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that birds that flew over his head would burn up, etc. But it certainly is a makor that precedes the Rishonim. Whatever it is, it's a makor that precedes the Baal Hamor and the Ramban, etc. So he writes the second line, Shvuish Tachtav. Shron Gavra Ba'asrei, fine, that we have a din, that a person who is not in the Tchum has to remain within his mini Arba Amos. Then the Pasuk continues, Al Yetze Ish Min Mekomo. So here Rav Yonasan Ben Uziel gives two explanations. Firstly, Lo Tetaltogun Midam, don't carry anything, Mirishusa L'Rishusa Bar Me Armar Gamidi, from Rishus to Rishus out of Arba Amos. Then it continues, Velo, I'm sorry, I believe this is what it says. Velo yipuk inish me asre l'tayale, a person shouldn't leave his makom to stam go to walk, levar mitrain alfe garmide. He shouldn't go out of his place to walk more than 2,000 amos. So what we pointed out is that this pasuk al yetze ish mekomo has two meanings. Al yetze ish mekomo is a din of tchumen. That's the second perush of the Targum of Yonasan Ben Uziel. Yomo, this is what you found. That lo tataltalun, sorry, lo yofuk inish me asrei letayale levar mitrain alfe garmide. This is a question of how far you're allowed to walk outside of your makom. You have a tchum of alpayamama. But the Gemara is also doresh al yetze al yotzi. And we had always interpreted al yotzi, don't take out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. But Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says no. It says lo tetaltal in mida mirishusa l'rishusa bar me arba garmide. It's talking about carrying in rishus harabim more than 4 amos. Arba amos is meaningless in the world of hotzah from a objective rishus hayachid to an objective rishus harabim. It's only meaningful when you're moving in rishus harabim. And here the Targum Yonasan says black and white. When you carry in rishus harabim, you are really carrying from rishus to rishus. This is exactly what we have in the Baal Hamor, because it's amazing that had the Baal Hamor been mechadesh, a new perish, that this new perish, he was mechadesh, all of a sudden makes it across all of the boundaries. We find the Baal Hamor in the Ramban, in the Ran, in the Meiri Mela, he was living, but that no one even quotes the name of the Baal Hamor. In other words, it's simply given as, this is the perish, this is the Gemara Gemiralan of Ha'avara. So if it makes much more sense to say that this was a tradition. This was a tradition that they all had from the Gaonim, this perish of Rav Yonasan Ben Uziel. The Chiddush is the Rambam, that the Rambam learned, again, according to Reb Chaim, that the Rambam learned differently, that he understood that Ha'avara is a world of its own. I looked, generally, in this Torah Shlema, which I photostated, Rav Kasher Zatzal usually picked up on all the new Perushim that are found in Yonasan Ben Uziel, new old Perushim. Over here, he simply, on the page Reish Lamed Beis, in his footnotes, he points out, where I have that little black spot in the margin, Ubelekach Tov Kan, Shvuish Tachtov Elu Arba Amos, Shekein Tachtov Shel Adam Arba Amos, if he stretched out, Mikan Amru Chachamim Sechas Shabbos Hamavir Chayfitz by Rishus Harabim. In other words, Misof Dat Midalad at Sof Dalad. Namely, that this Medrash Lekachtov also is like the Baal Hamor, that the Makor of Maavir Chayfitz Arba Amos in Rishus Harabim is this mini Chotzer of the individual. However, I have no idea when the Medrash Lekach Tov was written, whether this is precedes Rishonim or not. But the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel certainly precedes Rishonim. So it's thank you very much, Yomo. It's nice to know that Ein Chadash Tachas Hashemesh, that we're dealing with with shitos that Baruch Hashem have a lot of staying power. Yes?
Is it possible that the Shas and Tanya is slightly different than that?
100%. What do you want to say?
it's a kula that you have 4 amos from being that when you leave Rishus HaYachid going into Shas HaRabim, you have an additional 4 amos that stretches into the Rishus.
But then it's antinomian. Namely, then it's against the Gemara. Then it's against Chazal. We don't find any such shita. So to create a shita which would be against Chazal, I would rather not. But if we have a shita,
in the words,
In the words, again, if you understand like the Baal HaMor, this is pshat. This is simply pshat. Going from his private rishus into another rishus, then it fits in very, very nice. So of course, if we do have the drasha al yotzi. And so rather than interpreting it mirishus l'rishus without the arba amos, which would have been the way that, let's say, Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph would have learned it, we're going from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, and the moment he puts in the dalet amos, kind of readily, he understands ha'avara as this form of as this formulation fits into the world of ha'avara. Okay, again, yes?
So to point out, there's also maybe a difference between Baal HaMor and the Ramban and the Rav.
Yes.
That the Baal HaMor is a different type of Dalet Amos.
Yes.
Because the Baal HaMor mentions the Dalet Amos Shekonos Lo Bechol Makom.
Right.
But as we see in the Yonos of Ben Uziel and also in the Ramban and the Ran, it's less clear. It could be referring to the Dalet Amos of Tchumen.
Right.
The Baal HaMor, when he jumps into this concept of Rabbana.
Right, 100%. Right. The Arbamos Konos is pure Baal HaMor, and that in Achinami is, you know, it could be simply just tossing as an aside, you know, where it's just like we find Rabbana made this Takana, or we pointed out the possibility that the Baal HaMor is working with the Shita of the Ran in Gitin, and Daf Ayin Ches, that is based on a Doraisa, because we apply it to the world of Gitin. If we apply it to the world of Gitin, Jasmin Megureshes Midoraisa, that this is a chatzero sheldom konalo b'chol makom hefker bez and hefker, but you're 100% correct. It in other words,
you could use a completely different dalet amos.
100%. Right.
Which is a question of the Baal HaMor. Why you have to get to the dalet amos
right.
of konos?
Right. The nafkamina would be this. We didn't deal with, but in other words, how do we define dalet amos? Let's say you have og melech habashan. Are his arba amos the arba standard arba amos of the shir chazonish or Shira Chaim Noah, however you're going to define classic Arba Amos, or do we go after his lying down, v'chulei, v'chulei? So the Baal HaMor's Arba Amos are the Arba Amos of his lying down, right? I would assume. Masha Enkin, you could say, according to the Ramban, in other words, that would be the Arba Amos that you're speaking about in terms of tchum. The other way around. That in terms of tchum, there's the Rambam in Yud Beis, that Rambam that's quoted by Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, points out that when we deal with a person wakes up and he finds himself, he's not in a tchum, he has arba amos. So the Rambam points out, The Rambam Perek Yud Beis Ochetes Vav Mutar Lo Adam Letaltel Bereshus Harabim Betoch Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Shu Omid Betzidon V'yesh Lo Letaltel Bechol HaMaruba Hazeh Ba'amos Shelo Modedim V'haya Nanas Be'ev Arav Nosen Lo Arba Amos Be'noni Shekol Adam V'mipi HaKabala Amru Shezeh Shenemar Batora Shavu Ishtachtov Shelo Yetaltel Chutz LaMaruba Zo El Be'maruba Zo Shu Kamidas Orech Adam Kishiv Shot Yada V'raglov Bilvad Yesh Letaltel, that the Rambam over here is dealing l'chora with the din of Tchum Shabbos person, and he says that there we have the din of Arba Amos Shelo, whether the din of Ha'avara, of carrying Arba Amos, l'chora we'd be dealing with the Arba Amos Beinonios, and we have a shir. We have a shir that would be a shir kavua for every individual. So that may be, in other words, that if you're learning based on the pasuk of Shavu Ishtachtav, you would have come up with a different Arba Amos. Okay, we did all of this in order to be able to learn, understand the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. If you remember, we have the sheet of Rabbanan. Rabbanan say that if we're dealing with an individual who is, how we go in English or Hebrew? Okay, We're dealing with someone who's in a does an akira in Rishus Hayochid, and then carries this through a staff, and then he does the hanacha in Rishus Harabim. Rabbanan say chayiv, that even though we're going from a makom chiyuv to a makom chiyuv via a makom p'tur, b'chol zot Rabbanan machadesh that you're chayiv. The Gemara asks, Ma pitom you should be chayiv? What's the makar? What's the? I'm sorry for the lack of being able to read. What is the? What's the precedent that we have? Gachora, the din of Otzoa, is going from a makom chiyuv from Rishus Hayochid to a makom chiyuv of Rishus Harabim directly. How do we know that when we have this hefsek in between that you're going to be chayiv? So the Gemara goes through three options. Option number one, the top of the Vav Med Aleph, midi dehavi amav your chayfetz b'Rishus Harabim. Hasam lav afagav de kama de nokat reva azil patur, kimanach le chayav, hachinami loshna. That we're dealing with a situation where over here we have ha'avara birishus harabim. Person picks up an object, carries it arba amos birishus harabim. But before he is meniach in rishus harabim, he continues kama amot. Instead of carrying 4 amos in Rishus Harabim, he carries 6 amos in Rishus Harabim. He carries 8 amot. And everyone says, you're chayav. No one says, oh, you're only chayav if you carry 4 amos. You're chayav for carrying a minimum of 4 amos. But lachora, this area over here is a makom tour. It's a hefsek. Nothing is going on. You already did this over here. You had a chiyuv. And over here you have a chiyuv. And these chiyuvim are surround the makom p'tur, and here you're chayav. So over here you should also be chayav. This should be our precedent. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? No precedent over here. Mi dami, how can you compare? Hasam kol hecha de monach le makom chiyuv hu. Hacha imanach le bestav makom p'tur hu. The stav is a makom p'tur. Were you to put it down, at this point you'd be potter. Here, wherever you put it down, after 4, after 5, after 6, after 7, wherever you put it down, you're going to be chayav. This is not a makom p'tur. This is a makom chiyuv. Just you decide that you want to continue going. Okay, so this then is not a raya. What Tosis points out is that this example could have been different. It could have been you were motzi mirishus lirishus, and before you put it down, you carried it, like Yoni pointed out, 4 amos. You carried it 6 amos. You carried it 10 amos. And then you put it down. Same thing. Wherever you would have put it down, you wouldn't have put it down immediately, you would have been chayav. It would have been the same example. Namely, from this case, you can't tell anything about the nature of ha'avara. Ha'avara is all pre this hefsek. We have no idea from this case, from this example, how does the Gemara view the nature of ha'avara. However, then the Gemara moves to another possibility. What is that next possibility? Ella midi dahave on the fifth line, amavir chayfetz mitchilas dalad lesof dalad. Hasam rav afagav di monach le betoch dalad amos patur, ki monach le besof dalad amos chayav achinami roshna. Now, we're dealing with a case where you have an akira in Rishus Harabim. And over here we're going to have a hanacha in Rishus Harabim. And in between, you have exactly dalad amos. That your ma'av your arba amos. In other words, we start with an akir in Rishus Harabim, your ma'av your arba amos, and you put it down. Here, if you were to put it down in the middle, you'd be patur. This is like stav. When you put it down in the middle, you're patur. Then we have over here an equation between the world of Rabbonon and the moving from the chanut to the paltia via the stav. Here we have an akir in Rishus Harabim, arba amos, and the hanach in Rishus Harabim. And the Gemara thinks that these two lend themselves to be compared. So the Gemara says, no, this is also not a good comparison. Mi dami, hasam legabe hai gavra makom p'turhu, lekuleyama makom chiyuvu, hacha lekuleyama makom p'turhu. A stav is a makom p'tur. Over here, we're talking about 4 amos in the Rishus Harabim. to the whole world, this is a makom chiyuv. Here we're dealing with a reshus harabim. Just for this gavra, in other words, the chefza, this is a reshus harabim. For this gavra, we have a temporarily a p'tur on ha'avara. If he puts it down at any point, he's going to be p'tur. But the makom is part of reshus harabim. You can't compare a reshus harabim to a stav. A stav, there's no, you can't speak about, there's no din of ha'avara midoraisa midrabana, nothing. I'm sorry, no din of ha'avara midoraisa. Midrabana, it's a karmelis. But midoraisa, there's no din of ha'avara. Here, we're dealing with a place where midoraisa, this is a makom chiyuv. Just as gavra is patur. So you can't compare these two. Now let's stop for a moment and ask ourselves, what is this Gemara telling us about the nature of ha'avara arba amos birishus harabim? We have two options of how to view ha'avaras arba amos birishus harabim. Is ha'avara a form of hotza'ah? I do an akira in one rishus, I put it down in another rishus, and the arba amos are simply the nature of my ha'avara? Or do I say, no. Havaras arba amos is a din of carrying. Carrying arba amos rishus harabim. But tonight that I have an akira before and an akira afterwards. From the fact that the Gemara is looking for a source of this din, and it suggests that the source is this din. What does it appear? What's the nature of ha'avara? If we're going to use ha'avara as a source for what's going on over here, what do we have here? What malacha? This is hotzah. We want to make a comparison, the Gemara says, between hotzah that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and ha'avara that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. What over here appears to be the comparison in the havamina? In the Havamina, we view, here we have a Makom Chiyuv, here we have a Makom Chiyuv, here we have a Makom Tur. Here we have a Makom Chiyuv, here we have a Makom Chiyuv, here we have a Makom Tur. What does it appear from the Sugi over here? How does the Gemara understand the world of Ha'avara? Does Gemara understand it as a permutation of Hotza'ah, or as a world in and of itself? It's a permutation of Hotzah. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Here you have an Akira, here you have an Akira. Here you have a Hanacha, here you have a Hanacha. And so when we have an Akira and a Hanacha, those are our Mechayivim, those are our points of Chiyuv. And in between we have a Makom Ptur. If here you're Chayiv, so here you should also be Chayiv. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And how did, okay, that's it. So this is what Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, after he quoted Reb Chaim, he says, however, muchach miloshon ha-gemara, the bedalad amos birshus harabim, ain't kol ha-dalad amos gormei ha-chiyuv. Ela ikar ha-chiyuv hu masha motzi mir b'makom b'tchilas ha-arba, l'makom l'sof ha-arba amos. Ukamo motzi mirishus l'rishus. The fact that the Gemara made this comparison appears to be very, very similar to the Baal Hamor, to the Ramban, to the Ran, that we have over here. The world of Havara is a world of Akira from a Makom Chiyuv, Hanacha in a Makom Chiyuv, and the fact that in between we have a Makom Ptur that doesn't bother us. But this is viewed not as the Iker of the Malacha. According to the Rambam, this is the Iker of the Malacha. The Arba Amos is the Malacha. There's no comparison. It's apples and oranges. The Akira and the Hanacha are simply conditions, according to the Rambam. Is this a knockout question on the Rambam, or is this like a KO or a TKO?
In other words,
Reb Chaim on the Rambam. This comparison, does it hold water in the Maskana, or it's only a Havamina? It's a Havamina. So in Hachinami, the Havamina of the Gemara bar is against the Rambam. The Maskana of the Gemara is that you can't compare these two. The problem is, it still beholds out like a TKO. A technical knockout, because the Gemara when it says this Havamin is no good, it only says because of a technicality. In other words, we're dividing between the Heftza and the Gavra. According to the Rambam, it's apples and oranges, not because of a technicality that over here on the level of the Heftza this is a Makom Chiyuv, only on the level of the Gavra it's Patur. Arba Amos is the Mechayev. This is the Mechayev. This is the Mechayev, and these are conditions. Over here, these are the Mechayevim, and this is a condition. You can't compare the two. In other words, but Becholzot, again, it's a kasha from a Havamina. The Havamina Bemet is very difficult. The Maskana, maybe according to the Rambam, I tried to fit it into the language. I find it very hard to fit it into the language. Maybe Becholzot could fit it into the language that we're dealing over here, that this is a Chetza of a Makom Chiyuv. But for this Gavr, he hasn't yet carried the Arba Amos, we'll call it like a Ptut. It's difficult. In any case, this is a difficulty with Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Rambam, the fact that it does not appear to be the way that Chazal viewed Ha'avara. If Chazal are comparing Ha'avara to Hotza'ah and only saying it's not a good comparison because of a technicality, it appears that we're dealing pretty much within the same world. And then this is the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and this is the Baal Hamor, and this is the Ran, and this is the Ramban. Everything fits in very, very nicely. Okay, Adkan in terms of the world of Ha'avara. So the Gemara still hasn't found a precedent. Where do we find a precedent that this case should be chayav, even though we're mafsik in the middle? So Gemara comes on to Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Ela midi dehave amotzi mirishus hayochid lirishus harabim derech tzidei rishus harabim. That we have a case where you do an akira in a rishus hayochid, you do a hanacha in a rishus harabim, but in between we go through this tzidei rishus harabim, which the Gemara is assuming currently is not rishus harabim. It's a makom ptur. It's a karmelis. What is this tzidei rishus harabim? Simply technically, what is it, Yoni?
Like a sidewalk?
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Kagon Chotzer Shenifratz L'Rishus HaRabim, to have a Makom HaMachitza Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, here we have a Rishus HaYachid. Here we have a Kotel. And here we have a Rishus HaRabim. Here people are walking back and forth, etc. Here this is a private Rishus. And then, Nifratz, the wall over here fell down. There's no wall over here. Okay, this wall ends here. So people who are walking can go into here and then continue. But most people aren't going to make that little detour. They're going to walk straight. So this is an area which is like a Bein HaShmashos. In other words, the Rishus HaYachid was always from this side of the wall onwards, right? So the Rishus HaYachid, this is not a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid is from here, from inside of the wall. But the wall fell down, and so we have people who are going into this area. And this is the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim that doesn't have the status of a Rishus HaRabim, but rather of a karmelis. And so if someone's carrying, the person takes a shortcut. Instead of going through the gate, which is over here, this wall fell down, nifratz, and so he makes a shortcut from here to here. So he's going from Rishus HaYachid via Tzidei Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaRabim. He's going to be chayev. So we see that even though the person is going from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid via a Makom Ptur, he's chayev. Who didn't stop his chayev? That's what the Gemara wants to point at. L'chora, the sidewalk, what Yoni gave, that's Rishus HaRabim. That's where people walk. That's part of the Rishus HaRabim. Whether the, you know, where it's that the Rishus HaRabim, you have an area for cars, you have an area for people, but it's all one big Rishus HaRabim. Here we're dealing with according to Rashi again, within the area of the wall. There is in the Shita Laran, he wants to give another alternative. Just Reb Pshat in the Gemara. He points out, he quotes Rashi. And he quotes the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, "Ha'Ra'ah zal piresh da'ad shlosha arba tfachim samach lekotalim, ein derech b'nei adam lehitchachech bekotel, kari tzidei rishus harabim." That every rishus harabim has an area close to the wall where people don't walk. People don't want to get their jackets dirty. They don't want to bump into walls. They don't want to hurt themselves. So people don't walk exactly next to the wall. So you have this mini zone over here. In other words, that would be considered to the, anytime you're moving from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you go through this mini zone where people can walk if it's very, very crowded. It's like in the subway station near the tracks, right? That there is a certain area where you could stand, but for various reasons, you're not going to stand there unless it's very, very crowded, and then, you know, you may stand there. But so that area which is close to an area where you could get hurt, you're not necessarily going to stand. But it's the same concept. I mean, it's a place which is mesunaf to the Rishus HaRabim, which is connected to Sarabim, but it's not makom hiluch rabim per se. We'll come to this when we deal with Rishus HaRabim, right? Why wasn't this mentioned in the Gemara, etc.? So that's the makor over here, that even though when you carry your chayav, sorry, that because when you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and you carry through the Tzidur Sham your chayav, hu hadin via the stav. So Gemara says, maskif lo Rav Papa, hanichlo Rabbana dar mitzirus haram lab kushus haram dami, elo Rav Eliezer mitzirus haram kushus haram dami, ma'ikla meimar, that's a machlokas. And so why put yourself in a machlokas? Amar Rabbi Acha bereid Ravika, emor deshamas Rav Eliezer mitzirus haram kushus haram dami, hecha deleka chifufei, hecha deka chifufei, mi shamas lei, hilkach lo hadamia. That sometimes who made this chifufei, it's unclear. According to Rashi, when a person is afraid that his wall is going to be knocked down, so he himself already puts little barriers in the Rishus HaRabim in front of the wall that people shouldn't go there. People shouldn't take their wagons through there. It could bump into his wall. According to the Ra'ah, L'chora, the city would put little chifufei over here to help people, let them know if it's nighttime. It's like these rumble bumps, I don't know what, in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, when you on the lines that show the lanes, in other words, many times they have like little niches that as you drive on it, you feel that you're driving on the edge, and so they put these little things to tell people don't go here. This it's not kedai for you. You're going to hurt yourself. You're putting yourself in a dangerous zone if you go on the edge. In any case, so we have a situation where everyone views Tzidei Rishus HaRabim as being karmelis. Okay, that's what we have over here. Tosas asks a very powerful question. Im tomar ma poshit le'yoser derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim derech stav. I mean, how did the Gemara know that this case is chayev? How did the Gemara know that when a person goes from Rishus HaYochid through the hole in his wall into Rishus HaRabim, that he's chayev? I mean, we're saying, how did Rabbanan know that the stav is chayev? Because this case is chayev. But where do we see this case is chayev? We don't have such a mishnah. We don't have such a braisa. What's the makar? So Tosis says, Yeshlamar de derech bayis sheyesh lefanav tzadim v'chein haya mistamba b'mishkan. That this is the norm. The norm is that even when you go out of the gate, like according to the Ra'ah, even when you go out of the gate, first you're going to cross this. See the Rishus HaRabim before getting to Rishus HaRabim. This is always the way that it's done. So what's mentioned in the Rashba and the Ra'ah over here is that they used to live in tents. Tents would have posts. So you wouldn't be able to carry something from your tent into the Rishus HaRabim without going through the Seder Rishus HaRabim, where you would have the poles of the posts of the tent where people wouldn't be running because they would trip. Okay, so Ech Shelo Yeyeh, we have this Dumya de Mishkan, and we already saw that Dumya de Mishkan is not only something which is Mitzamsem chiyuvim, it's something which is also marba chiyuvim. It simply gives us the parameters of what's the norm. So the norm is to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Tzidei Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, or to be machnes from Rishus HaRabim via Tzidei to Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. That's the norm. Beseder? And so if that's the norm and it's chayev hu hadin stav, we're going to have a chiyuv. This is what we have over here in the sugya. Something is missing from our sugya, and that's what all the Rishonim ask. Why did the Gemara, if it's looking for precedent for stav, that you do a nakira in Rishus HaYochid, and you do a hanacha in Rishus HaRabim, and we want to go via a makom ptur, l'chora, we have a very simple ukimta, which is a black and white Gemara in Perak HaZorik. What is that? What is a classic makom patur? You don't have to come on to the extension of havara or havara itself or tzidei rishus haravim for which we have no makar, just a svara of the mishkan. That's Tosus over here, the maskul hasam. Umotzi umoshit umaavir arba amos birishus haravim derech lemaala miyud dechayav. The Korah, we have the world of lemaala miyud. If you carry something in a Rishus HaRabim above 10 Tfachim, that's a Makom Ptur. And we have black and white Gemaras that you're Chayav. You're Chayav for Zorik, Lamala Miyud. You're Chayav for Moshit, Lamala Miyud. You're Chayav for carrying on your shoulder, Lamala Miyud. So we see that as long as you did an Akira and a Hanocha, even if you carry through a Makom Ptur, you're going to be Chayav. So what's the whole, why was our Gemara so bothered by Stav, that we have to search for a Makor, and the Gemara search for Makoros from here and from there? We have a mocha right in front of our eyes. That's Tosis's question. So Tosis answers. Well, maybe before we see Tosis's answer, is this really, a very powerful question from carrying something above Yud Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim? Is it so clear that this is a halacha that we can expand on, that we can learn from? That if we say carrying above 10 tefachim or shus harabim is chayav, hu hadin makom ptur, stav will be chayav. Is it so obvious that we can learn out one from the other? We had this sugya.
The Gemara is simple.
What?
The Gemara has no questions that you're chayav when you carry.
The Gemara learns this out. The Gemara learns the carrying on your shoulder above 10 tefachim from masa b'nei kahat. This is the way they carried the Mizbeah. This is the way they carried. This was the way that they carried. So, in other words, but on one hand. On the other hand, what did we already see? Tosfos over here mentions three cases. Mentions Motzi, Umoshit, Umaavir, Dalad Amos, Birshus Haram, Derech Lamala Miyud. What did we see about Moshit? Right, we point out that Moshit may be sui generis. It may be something which is totally, totally an exception. It's only being, if it's done in a certain direction, only being done by two Leviim, v'chule. We saw you can't necessarily learn going across the Rishus HaRabim from Moshit. Whether we can learn Zorik Moshit is a machlokas. It's a mandamer that learns Zorik Moshit, man doesn't learn Zorik Moshit. So the question is, just a minute, this din of carrying on one's shoulders, maybe this is also a din like Moshit. It's, it has to be done bedafka in this manner of carrying it on your shoulder. It has to be a certain height, etc. So here, just to strengthen Tosis's question, the Rambam brings down this din. This is the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Beis. Right, the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Beis, Amid Aleph, on the Mishnah over there, which speaks about carrying biyamino, bismola, batoch kheiko, al kseifa, Chayav shekein masa b'nei kahas. Amar Rav Elazar, hamotzi matzui lemala me'asara tfachim chayav shekein masa b'nei kahas v'chule. Masa b'nei kahas sort of rings in our ears, that same concept of this is the way that they took the kroshim off of the agalot, and that we saw was a tremendous exception. However, the Rambam over here in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, he points out Hamotzi bein b'yamino bein b'smolo bein b'tolcheko osh yatsa b'mos truoslo b'sadino chayav nisha hotzi k'derech hamotziim v'chein hamotzi al kaseifo chayav afal pisha hamasu ilamala me'asara tfachim b'shus harabim shekein hayamasa b'nikahas b'mishkan lamala me'asara shenemar b'kasif yiso v'chol hamalachos v'mishkan lomdin osam. Namely, that the Rambam over here is telling us that this is the definition. We want to understand what's Kedarko and what's Lo Kedarko. That which was done in the Mishkan, that's Kedarko. And so over here, the same way that Tosa says, if in the Mishkan they carry from Rishus HaYachid via Tzidei Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, that's the Kedarko. That's the classic way of doing it. So also, carrying something on one's shoulder is the classic way of doing it. So we see that when you carry through a Malkam Tur, Vada Yerchayev. So why have to come on to all of these possibilities? Don't we have the din of carrying on your shoulder? So Tosis answers, you can't compare stav to carrying on your shoulder. Why? Af al gav diyavimanach le'lamala miyud pat. Or even though l'chorav l'malala miyud is just as much as a makom p'tur, as a stav. Mikom makom tachta v'makom shemaharech makom chiyuvu. Avol stav hakar kanami makom pturhu. Translate Tosfos into our terminology. What's the difference between a stav and lamala miyud? Theoretically, both of them are lamala miyud, are makom ptur, but
stav can never be and lamala miyasala can if you just put it down.
Not if you put it down. That's not what he says. Not even when you put it down. Avol tachtav b'makom shemahalech makom chiyuvu.
That you're still connected to.
Right. That we have over here at Tosfos by us, and we have over here at Tosfos, Rabbi Kiveger points out down the road on Daf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph, where both Tosfos were bothered by the same issue. Tosfos over there says it may be a little sharper. In the words Hotzio Bepiv Chayev, at the end of Tosfos, he was bothered also in terms of the world of Mokom Ptur. V'hocha afil, the last four lines of Tosfos. Afilu lamala, the bottom Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the last four lines. V'hocha afilu lamala meyud botel agav rishus harabim, v'od ma'avir lamala meyud kilamata, choshiv munach b'rishus harabim. That as you're walking, carrying, you're anchored in the Rishus HaRabim. You're not an airplane. This isn't the case of Zorik. This is a case of Ma'avir. You're carrying something. So in Achinami, the object is above Yud, but you're on the ground. And so we view this as being walking through Rishus HaRabim. Namely, we don't view the object in a vacuum. Had the object been in a vacuum in Achinami, Lamala Miyud is a Makom Ptur. But B'nai Kahas, as they're walking, their feet are on the ground. So we view this act as an act of Ha'avara. In this case of Stav, you're walking in a Stav. That's a Makom Ptur. The Stav is a Makom Ptur through and through. Here we're dealing where the object happens to be in a Makom Ptur, but your feet are in Rishus HaRabim, so we view you, that your act of carrying is an act of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. And according to Tosfos, you can't compare Lamala Miyud to the world of Stav. When you carry something, Lamala Miyud, you're carrying in Rishus HaRabim. You're carrying where your feet are. The fact the object is above, it's connected to you. Carrying through a Stav, that's a pure Makom Ptur, from top to bottom. When the ground itself is a Makom Ptur. The fact that you're standing on the ground, that itself is a Makom Ptur. That's what Tosfos distinguishes. The same question is raised a little later on in the Sugya, on Dav Zayin Amud Beis through Chesem and Aleph, a very, very similar situation where we have an askupa. Namely, we have, here you have your Rishus HaYochid, and here you have a door, and outside of the door there's a little stoop, and then over here you have your Rishus HaRabim. This stoop is the askupa. I don't know whether people use the phrase stoop, but it's like that little thing that you stand on when you want to put the key into the door. This askupa is pachos midalad al dal. In other words, it's what we call a makom ptur. And the Gemara says that if we have an individual who is going to be standing over here, and he takes something from someone in Rishus HaYochid, and he transfers it to someone in Rishus HaRabim, he is patur. And when you have an object going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim via this Makom Ptur, that's patur. So the Gemara asks a question parallel to our sugya. The Gemara asks that this lechora is a tiyufta to Rava. Lema to have a tiyufta to Rava. Two lines from the bottom of the Chesem Adays. Lema tavi tuvta de Rava, do amar Rava hamaavir chepetz mitzchilas dalad lesof dalad birshus harabim, af al pi sheheviro derech agav chayav. What was this case? Okay, maavir arba amos, we know. You're carrying something for arba amos. What's the heviro derech agav? So Rashi says, shehigbio lema'ala me'asara. You pick it up in your hand above 10. Deloshalit be avir rishus harabim, namely, this object is no longer within the airspace of rishus harabim. V'havi makom ptur. So Rava paskind chayav. When you put it down, you're chayav. even though you went from a makom chiyuv to a makom ptur to a makom chiyuv. So the Gemara asks, why in the case of Askupa, we say this is patur. When you go from a makom chiyuv to a makom ptur to a makom chiyuv, we say it's patur. But when you're ma'avir, Rava says you're chayav. So maybe this is a tiyufta on Rava. So Gemara says, hasam lo nach, hacha nach. The difference is that in the case of the Askupa, you gave it to a person who's standing here and then he passed it on. Namely, it stopped in the makom ptur. In the case of Rava, you're carrying it in one retzef, in one continuity, and that's why you're chayav. Namely, a makom ptur is a problem if there's going to be a nach, rishus hayachid to makom ptur, and then makom ptur to rishus harabi. When you have that, it's nach in the middle, that it rests in the middle, then we have a problem. That's a hefsek. But if we're dealing with a retzef, that's not a problem. That's the Gemara, according to Rashi. Tosus over there was bothered. What happened to our sugya? Like, well, why didn't you know? It's what's going on over here. Pirish Rashi, afa pisha aviro lamala miyud, have a makom ptur. Now again, this is not the Gemara; it's Rashi's Gemara. The Gemara uses the phrase haviro derech alav. Rashi tells us that means you carried it above yud. Tosa says that pirish lechora doesn't make sense. Lo nehira, diimkein have a lamifrach mi rabbanon. Damri hamotzi mechanut lepalti aderach stav chayav. My parach leinami lemavit yuvta derava lema harabonan kaima kavasei. What do they want from poor Rava? Rava's an amora. We have tanoim. We have rabbanon who hold that when you carry something from Rishus Hayachid via stav to sarav in your chayav. If all the Gemara wanted to do is to say, you know, that the case of Askupa may not be lekulei alma, why did they bring in Rava and say that the din of Askupa, which is a braisa, is going to knock out Rava? Let him say, we have over here a Rabbana. Rabbana should knock out this braisa. And we have a, let's make a fair fight, a heavyweight against a heavyweight. Why make a heavyweight against a lightweight? Not that Rava is a lightweight, but he's an Amora. And here we're dealing with a braisa. This is the din of Rabbana. We see over here, according to Rabbana, that when you carry via makom ptur, you're chayav. That's what Rava said, when you carry above yud, you're chayav. Stav and above yud are l'chora one and the same. This is Tosus asking his question. So why did the Gemara bring in Rava and ask a question on Rava? The Gemara should have brought in Rabbanan and said, we have a stira, and should have dealt with it in that manner and said, okay, the difference is nach or lo nach. But why did the Gemara ignore the Rabbanan? Okay, that's the question of Tosus. So Tosus simply said, Heviru derech alav doesn't mean what Rashi says. Has nothing to do with above yud, nothing to do with the makom ptur. We're dealing with a question when a person moves something, going back from his left hand to his right hand, across his body, then maybe the fact that it goes across his body is like it's nach, and then it's like the askupa, it's like his body is the askupa. And so maybe every time you move something from your left hand to your right hand, you should be patur, and derech Rava says you're chayav, and the Gemara says no. Moving across your body is not nach. Not getting involved in Tosas. Just pointing out that we have over here a parallel sugya to our sugya, where we have the question, should we compare makom stav, the case of stav, to above yud? That Tosas asked in our sugya, l'chora, the two should be compared. Similarly over there, he asked the question, l'chora, the two should be compared. What's Tosas' shita itself? In other words, we already saw which of these stav or makom yud, which of these lends itself more to say that you're chayav, and which lends itself more to say that you're pater. We have two cases. You pick up in rishus hayachid, you carry through a stav and put down in rishus harabim. That's chayav. You pick up in you pick up in rishus in the same thing. You pick up in Rishus Ha. You pick up in Rishus Harabim, you put on your shoulder, and then you put down after four amos in Rishus Harabim. That's the case of Masa B'nei Kahas. Which of these is more likely, according to Tosfos, which of these is more likely to be Chayav, and which is a question mark? The second one is more likely to be Chayav. That's the, we point out, it's like you're always on the ground. Masha'en came with the stuff. This is more of a question. This has to be proved. Okay? If we look over there in the Sheet of Aran on the Zayin Amid Beis, he quotes a Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was bothered by this, by Chesedes, I'm sorry. Afal pi shehiro derech ala, perish l'mala me'asara, she'en avir rishus harabim ola l'mala me'asara, v'hu makom p'tur ki hacha. Afal pi ken chay. V'yim tomar, ridmiye lei midetanya la'el, motzi mechanut l'palti derech stav d'chay. The same question Tosis asked, if we're already looking for a makom p'tur, why bring in Rava, who's in Amora, and we're dealing with l'mala me'yud, let's bring in the world of stav, where you have a braisa. The tirates haraozel d'itztrichahi. No. That we would distinguish between lamala meyud and the case of stav. The dilma he, namely the case of lamala meyud, gara is worse. Mishum deleka ha'avara arba amos b'chiyuv. Lo damya lahahi of stav. The mikoma kam motzihum yirshus hayachid yirshus harabim. What over here is the Ra'ah saying, which is like the opposite of Tosos. When we have over here this comparison between we have the case of Stav. You start in Rishus HaYochid, carry through with Stav, end up in Rishus HaRabin. This is a question mark. This Gemara says, according to Rabbanon, is Chayav, but the Gemara needs a precedent for it. Then we have the case of Akira Birishus HaRabim. You're carrying Lama'ala Miyud Dalad Amos. And then we have a Hanacha Birishus HaRabim. Okay, this is the case that that we have in Bnei Kahas on the shoulder. This is the case of Rava when you're holding in your hand. This is the din of Lamala Meyud. Here, Rava says Chayav, Bnei Kahas says Chayav, v'chule. Tosus was bothered. Why over here do we have a question? Over here is Vaday Chayav. Tosus answers that over here you're on the ground. Whole time your feet are on the ground. And so even though the object may be lamala miyud, but your feet are always on the ground. That's Tosis's approach. What's the Ra'ah's approach between these two cases? Which is more likely to be chayav? Exactly the opposite. The Ra'ah says, in this case over here on the top, we have exactly what we need. We have a perfect akhira in Rishus HaYochid. We have a perfect hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. Our problem is that in between we have a hefsek. Is this hefsek a ma'akev or not? That's our question. We have the conditions. We have the akira, the ha'avara, the hanacha. We have everything, but we have a hefsek. Here, our problem is we may not have a havara Rishus HaRabim. Here, this is l'mala miyud. Our question is this a malacha at all? Is this at all a malacha? So the fact that the Gemara brings in this case lemetavit yufta de Rava, because on this case we have a question. We wouldn't have had a question on this case. Then, according to the Ra'ah, he views it just the opposite. Tosfos says you can't prove from lamala meyud to stav. The Ra'ah says you can't prove from stav to lamala meyud. I mean, they're going in opposite directions. According to Tosfos, this is more likely to be chayav, and this is a question mark. According to the Ra'ah, this is more likely to be chayav. And this is a question mark. And that's why the Gemara asks, Lema Tavit Yufta Derava, because this is more garua. This is more questionable. Here we have all of the ingredients of a malacha, but we have a hefsek. Here, our question is, do we have the ingredients of a malacha? Do we have Havara Arba Amos Bishus Sarabim? Maybe this is not Havara Arba Amos Bishus Sarabim. So this is more shaky than the case of Stav. That's how Tosfos, in other words, we have over here, the Ra'ah and Tosfos, viewing these two situations, which are not the classic cases of Havara b'Rishus HaRabim, which of these is more likely to be Chayav, which is more likely to be Potter? Tosfos asks, why is more over here of a question? If this is Chayav, Kal v'chomer makom p'tur is that Stav is Chayav. The Ra'ah takes it from the opposite approach. Stav could be Chayav because you have all the ingredients. We just have a hefsek. Mashenken over here, who says this is Chayav? We need a special gzeras hakosuv of maso b'nei kahat. We need, in other words, and that only works for the katev, if you're carrying it in your hand. It's only Rava that says you're chayev. Maybe we can learn from Askupa. In this case, really should be Potter. In other words, that we're dealing, we're viewing it from a different perspective. Tosis views it, here your feet are on the ground. Here, there's nothing to speak about. There's no ground. It's a makom p'tur. According to the Ra'ah, no, here we have Akira, Havara, Hanacha. Everything is fine because we have a hefsek. Masha'en came over here. We have Bechlal, the whole Havar of Arba Amos is in a makom p'tur. Who says you're chayev? And if you're going to be chayev, maybe it's only if you're carrying it on your shoulder. Maybe it's not if you hold it in your hand. In other words, that's what the Gemara over here is asking. Okay, so just be aware that you can have two Rishonim who view the exact same case from totally opposite perspectives.
Why is the Havar and the Stav better than the Malamiya?
That in the case of Havar, in this situation, if we take away the Stav, we have a Chiyuv. Right? You were okay in Rishus HaYachid, you're Miniach in Rishus HaRab, and we have a Chiyuv. Our question is the fact that you went through the Stav, you have a Hefsek, is that Mafriya to the mother? Is that, in other words, what we have, an Akira, Havar mi Rishus l'Rishus, and a Hanacha. But, you know, so it's only a question, is there going to be Hefsek? You know, it's like, we have questions in Hallel in terms of Hefsek. We have questions of Hefsek in all sorts of areas of Halacha. You may have a question of Hefsek in terms of Kedushin, a question in terms of all sorts of areas. You have a question of, is a Hefsek a Ma'akev or it's not a Ma'akev? But over here, this isn't an issue of Hefsek. The whole malacha over here, according to the Ra'ah, is a question. Is this viewed as a malacha? Tireitz ha-Ra'ah, ditzrichalei. Dilmahi, namely the case of Gamalim Yud, gara, leka ha'avara arba mos b'chiyuv. Lo dam yelahahi, to the case of Stav, mikomaka motzihu mirshus ha-yachid v'rshus ha-rabim. Just a question of a hefsek. Okay?
It seems to me he's not holding like mirshus ha-rabim for amos, like going from mirshus ha-yachid.
Right. In other words,
nachon.
He's viewing it that we don't have, that here the ikur is the havara. We may not have the havar, right? Okay. Correct. Okay. So we have a ra'ah on the side of perhaps of Reb Chaim's Rambam. Okay. At this point, birshutchem, we're going to take a deep breath and switch gears and move over to a whole new sugya. Which to a certain degree goes back to the first Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Up to now we interpreted Shtayim Shein Arba in terms of Hotzas Ani, Hotzas Ashir, Hachnosas Ani, Hachnosas Ashir. Those are the Shtayim Shein Arba. But we saw that there is a pshat in the Mishnah of Rava, Rishiyos Katani. Rishiyos Shtayim, right? That we have two Rishiyos Midoraisa, Rishus HaYochin, Rishus HaRabim, that work their way into four Rishiyos, or into four permutations in terms of the Ani and the Asher. So we're moving now from the world of the Maisa Gavra to the world of the Cheftza. This is the Malacha Grua of Shabbos, that a Maisa is not enough. That act is not enough. Everything is relevant to what Rishus you're in. You can carry things all day long in Rishus HaYachid, and everything is fine. You move over to Rishus HaRabim, you get into problems. You carry from, and then we have the problem of Makom Ptur, Carmelis, etc. So we're moving, we have to now define what are these Rishuyos? When are you going to have a Chiyuv Doraisa? When are you going to have a Chiyuv Drabanan? And when are you going to have a situation of Heter Gomor? So we have a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. This Braisa is a Tosefta, right? Tosefta, Shabbos, Perek Aleph. Dalad Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Makom Ptur. I'd like to deal with first Rishus HaRabim because it's easiest to deal with of the four Rishuyos. So we'll start with Rishus HaRabim and then we'll move over to the world of Rishus HaYachid, Karmelis Makom Ptur. So just skip a little bit in the Braisa. Isohi Rishus HaRabim. The Braisa says, Sartia, Paltia, Gedola, Umavoas Mefulashim, Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Like 99% of Brysos, rather than give you definitions, we have examples. And then from these examples, we're supposed to figure out the definitions. How many examples do we have here? L'chora, we have three, but what does Rashi do? Turns them into two. Okay. He turns the three into two. So let's see what we have in Rashi. Rashi says, Sartia, Mesira shahochin ba meir reir, and paltia rachava shel ir shesham mitkabtsim lischora. We have the highway, the Saratia, and we have the city square. These are the two that we have. Then Rashi continues, umavoos shel ir rechavim tetzayin ama, hamafulashin mishnei rashehen le paltia. We have another girsa over here, which is what? Le Saratia. Right. Namely, that Rashi is telling us that the Mavoos HaMufulashim do not stand on their own as a definition, but rather they are areas of a certain width that connect to either a Saltia, either a Saratia or a Paltia. Namely, our Rishus HaRabim is going to be the Saratia or the Paltia, and it's going to expand into the Mavoos HaMufulashim that are connected to one of them. But what we really have to understand, according to Rashi, is what is the core of the Saratia and the Paltia. And here, Rashi uses language that could lend itself into two ways. Saratia and Paltia, are these two tracks or are they basically one track? In other words, what would be the easiest way of learning? What is Rishus HaRabim? Can we have a simple definition of Rishus HaRabim? An area? Excuse me? If you want to make one broad definition of Rishus HaRabim, Rashi points out that the Saratia is a place where many people travel. A Paltia is a place where many people gather for business. If you want to combine those two,
used by,
right? According to Rashi, a Rishus HaRabim would be an area which is used by the Rabim, and we have two forms of usage. We have a usage of travel, and we have a usage of a shuk, of commerce. Commerce and travel, those are two very, very important aspects to human activity, and an area which is used by Rabim for these two uses, that would be a Rishus HaRabim. That's one way of understanding. However, the fact that Rashi over here points out that the Saratia is used for travel and the Paltia is used for commerce could open up a possibility of having two tracks, which would help solve a problem that the Ramban raises. There's a Ramban that I sent you to in Maseches Eruvin on Daf Nun Tes, who points out that Lechora, we have a stira within Rashi between his criteria of Rishus HaRabim in Maseches Eruvin and his criteria of Rishus HaRabim in Maseches Shabbos. That in Maseches Shabbos, Rashi speaks about Rabim without necessarily giving any number. That's what we have over here on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And if we move to Daf Vav Amud Beis, Rashi over there is explaining the Gemara about Midbar. That the Gemara asks that we have a Braisa that a midbar is a Rishus HaRabim, and then we have a braisa that a midbar is not a Rishus HaRabim. So Abaye says, Lo kashya, kan bizman shiyisrael shruyim ba midbar, kan bizman hazeh. So Rashi explains what's the difference. Bizman shayisrael ba midbar, chashiva Rishus HaRabim. Bizman hazeh, eino makom hiluch l'rabim, dehoche midbarius lo shchichay. Rashi doesn't mention anything about once upon a time there were 600,000 and now there are less than 600,000. Rashi says once upon a time this was a makom hiluch harabim and nowadays hochei midbarios lo shlichei. Ramban says, but in Maseches Eruvin, Rashi is quite explicit that you need dafka shishim ribo. We'll deal with shishim ribo, what's the makar, etc. another time, but simply that Rashi seems to, in Maseches Eruvin, require shishim ribo when he's talking about the nature of an Irshel Rabim, and over here by the Midbar, and on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, he doesn't mention it. So the Ramban offers an explanation which he doesn't like, but which really could be pshat in Rashi. He says, V'shema da'as harishonim lomar dahi istaria shehi kavusha chutz la'ayaros v'hochim mena mi'ir le'ir min medina le'medina atzof kol ha'olam. Ain medaktikim ba over mole hashishim ribo hakulei almahu, avol betocha ir Ein shem rishus harabim below shishim ribo that to have a kedigle midvar. Then the Ramban says gamze eno mechuvah. This is not going to solve my problem. I disagree with the whole requirement of shishim ribo. But what option does the Ramban offer for Rashi that perhaps we would distinguish between the sartia and the paltia? That the paltia that requires the shishim ribo, and the sartia doesn't require shishim ribo. Namely, there's a difference between the world of rabbim in terms of travel and the world of rabbim in terms of commerce. In terms of commerce, within the walls of the city, there we have one standard of rabbim. In terms of travel, when you're moving from city to city, we'll have a different standard of rabbim. That is certainly a possibility. Okay, so be aware that according to Rashi, we have two options. Either that we're talking over here about that which is used by the rabbim, and we have simply two forms of usage, travel and commerce. And then we'll have a general question, does rabbim have an objective number or not? Or that we have these two types of rishus harabbim with different standards, and perhaps we'll have other differences as well. One rishus harabim is a world of travel that may have one standard in terms of number. Another rishus harabim in terms of commerce that may have a different standard in terms of number. Within the Rambam, you saw, gives a different definition of rishus harabim. Not a question of use of the rabim, travel of the rabim, but rather the Rambam includes in rishus harabim midbarios the ye'arim, right? In other words, in my girsa that it has ayarot. But l'chorim midbarios v'ye'arim u'shvakim u'drachim mefurashim b'hem, right? That's the Rambam's rishus harabim. And this is as opposed to what the Rambam says later on down the line, as opposed to the as opposed to what the Rambam speaks about Aval Hayamim v'Habika in the end of Halacha Dalet, right, that those are a karmelis. So the Kesef Mishnah over here was very, very disturbed that the Rambam over here is bringing in midbariot. And so what does he suggest? What's the Rambam's definition? What's the Rambam's definition of Rishus HaRabim? In other words, in terms of the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis, that distinguishes between Bizman Hazeh and Bizman of Digle Hamidbar. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rav Avraham ben HaRambam understood the Rambam going in the opposite direction. I'm sorry. Is that a different? Was going with a different Rambam. I'm sorry. Kosev Avram ben Oshel HaRambam, Sheyesh Meforshim Bizman Sheyisrael Chonim Bamidbar, V'hayu Machanoseihem Sidurim Bo, Hayu Legaban Kamo Bika V'Sada, U'may D'Domilahu, U'Bizman Hazeh, She'en Yisrael Darim Bo, Elakomi Sheyirtza Holech V'Over B'Socho, Hu Rishus HaRabim. Now, what is the Rambam Shita? What's the Rishus HaRabim?
Right.
Exactly. A place where the rabbim can go without any worry. It's open for the rabbim, like the west. Go west, young man. You know, wherever you want to go, you can go. Masha'en came when Yisrael were in the midbar. The goyim were afraid to go to that area. That was the area of Klal Yisrael. That was like It was a place that other nations didn't go because Klal Yisrael were there. Masha Ein Kein. Nowadays, the Midbar is open. So, in other words, as opposed to Rashi, who deals with an area which the Rabbim are using, and only question is how many and which use, according to the Rambam, Pumfa Keret, it's an area which is open to the Rabbim.
Permission.
Vis-a-vis
usage.
Vis-a-vis usage, but simply open, doesn't have to be used. Antarctica, according to the Rambam, Lechora would be
also taken over.
It's already taken over. Okay, just the one third shot, and then we'll call it for the day. And that's the Ramban. What other factor does Ramban himself bring in? The Ramban says there's no need for Shishim Ribo, that Ramban and Eruvin. But what is there a need for? I'll just read the Ramban. Right. Alma kol reshus hikoni liyachid ein chayav em lamishim reshus harabim af al pish harabim overim betochan maitaima reshus harabim kishmahi shel rabim, that if you have Rockefeller Center, which is owned by the Rockefeller family, and they let everyone walk through, that can't be a reshus harabim, even if there are shishim ribo walking through. But you need that it be a makam which is owned by the rabbin. Okay, so we have over here then three different working definitions of reshus harabim, and we'll have to see how the sugyas work out according to these three definitions. Rashi, we're dealing with the use of the rabbin practically, the use of the rabbin. There may be two tracks, travel and commerce. They may have different standards. According to the Rambam, it's the openness to the rabbin, the potential. It's a place that where Rabbim can go. There's nothing that's in their way. It's not an area which is planted like a bikkur. It's not an area where another nation is living like the Midbar of the Diklei Midbar. And according to the Ramban, we need the ownership of the Rabbim. It has to be owned by the Rabbim as opposed to being owned by the Yachid. Okay, so how far did you get? And did you finish the sheet? Or am I ahead of you? Are you ahead of me? Baruch Shekivanti. Okay, so Belina, to finish this, the page that you have, and Belina, I'll give you another page dealing with the areas of, the Pratim over here of Shishim Ribo and of Tesayin Amma, Vechule. Okay? Makure, Mefula.
So, is it Ramban, is it Ba'alut, or is it Choser Ba'alut? In other words, it's not owned by anybody because it will be Hefter. Kanoi Le'achid. Choser Shil Kanoi Le'achid.
You're 100% correct. It can't be Kanoi Le'achid. It can't be Kanuli Yachid. Shel Rabim could be either or.
Because right. The main highway basically is owned by the city, so that's not mine.
The question is the city.
Is the city considered the collective of everybody, and so that's considered Rabim?
Right.
That might be the Rabban makes, whether it's in the city or outside the city.
It's
in the city,
it's belongs to the city. Right. Now it's like Fishesh, currently, that when pays tolls to a company.
Right.
At some point, it's supposed to be taken over by the government after the company already made it.
Roads are run by mass.
Okay, so this is a question again. In other words, the
it's
fact
not
that
owned by them, it's maintained.